Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
How about the top six separated by a length and a half as they race around the far turn, and Nadal is still the leader.
Oaklawn Race Day. Your inside track with some of the hottest thoroughbred action in America. Only a short drive away in Hot Springs.
Between horses goes Accession, who's come from the back of the pack. And look at this. It is Accession and Nadal. Nadal, Accession, Nadal aces the Rebel. Wow, what a race.
Arkansas residents can even watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Acri and David Longinotti.
Welcome in on this beautiful Saturday. Good news, better news. Good news, 5 weeks left here at Oaklawn, here in Hot Springs of live racing. Better news, today is Arkansas Derby Saturday. David Longinotti, Justin Acri welcoming you in. And this is what we look forward to all year, David. But the great news is, for those who get sad after the Derby is over, there's quite a bit of solace here because we have several weeks left of live racing, so that's great news.
Yeah, 5 weeks, or you know, the past couple of years we've kind of been, you know, gotten used to a little bit to having the 3 weeks after the Arkansas Derby, but now we got 5 weeks after the Arkansas Derby, moving the Derby back 2 weeks, a decision by management here that I think was a very, very wise one, because horsemen continue to want more time between their final Kentucky Derby prep race and the Kentucky Derby. So we will see how that impacts the field today. We've got other great races going on today in Florida, the Florida Derby. We've got the Jeff Ruby Stakes, formerly the Jim Beam Stakes at Turfway Park. And then next week, three big preps as well, the Wood right. Memorial, the Santa Anita Derby, and the Bluegrass. So this week and next week, it'll kind of be done for the prep season. So then, you know, we'll have the next 4 weeks to figure out which way to go.
Well, I will tell you that in talking to Wayne Smith yesterday, the general manager here, I was very nervous about getting in because we knew it was going to be a wild crowd. And we got here very early, but I will tell you, if you're heading over here, it's going to be a tight fit. So if you don't make it in for the first race and you'd like to get down on that first race, which post is at noon today, special post time with 13 races, the Arkansas Derby 12th among them, but you can use your Oaklawn Anywhere account. And if you're an Apple user, easy, go to the store, get the Oaklawn Anywhere app, sign up. We always push Buzz22 as the code for $150 sign up bonus. And if you are a non-Apple user, no problem, bet.oaklawn.com, you can sign up and get your wagers in there. Also, again, want to mention last Thursday of the season, at least as it's planned now, you never know, always flexing, will be next Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday racing next week, but let's focus on today. And we are joined by Randy Moss, who is at Gulfstream today. Normally, the Arkansas Derby doesn't in any way share the spotlight. Today, sharing it a little bit with the Florida Derby as well as Turfway with a stakes race there that's for Kentucky Derby points. And, Randy, good to have you back on. How are you today? A lot of anticipation in the air around here, as you know.
Yeah, nice to be back on. It would be a logical assumption that I'm Gulfstream Park, and I wish I was at Gulfstream Park, but unfortunately we're doing the Florida Derby from the studios, the NBC Sports studios in Stamford, Connecticut, which is kind of the way we're doing things now in the spring of the year with all these prep races. So we'll have the Florida Derby, we'll have the Jeff Ruby, we'll show the Appleton before the Florida Derby. Unfortunately, not the Arkansas Derby, but I'm in the studio today instead of the racetrack.
Okay.
Well, we know you're there in spirit at Gulfstream anyway, though.
It's the new era of broadcasting, unfortunately. All too often now we have basketball, football, baseball broadcasters from afar as well, but it'll be a good way. You got plenty of things to keep your eye on today. Just wanted to quickly touch on the other preps before we dive into the card here at Oaklawn, Randy, and we were talking, Longe and I were, about the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway, and I said, when's the last time you had a horse come out of here that had a meaningful performance in the Triple Crown races? And it wasn't terribly long ago, but it's been a minute, I guess.
Just Animal Kingdom was about 2010, I think, 10 or 11. Can't remember which, but, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so we had a scratch out of here, and the 13 horse will slide in to the final post position. So Anything stand out to you? I mean, not a lot of great resumes among them, so maybe a competitive race on tap here.
Yeah, pretty evenly matched race, and it should be pretty pretty fun to watch. There's a lot of horses in there with a reasonable chance to win. I think the horse that I like from a betting perspective the most is Brad Cox's horse, a horse called Tawny Port. He comes out of the Risen Star, which was won by Epicenter. Smile Happy and Zandon were in there. It was one of the toughest prep races we've seen so far this year on the Triple Crown Prep Trail. He was beaten 7 3/4 lengths in that race. But the thing about Tawny Port is that race was so tough that almost every horse that's come out of the Risen Star has come back and run a better number, including the horse that finished right behind him in that race, who finished sixth, who came back to win the Sunland Derby in his next start. So the number was pretty good on Tawny Port from the Risen Star, and I think he's going to improve a little bit off of that. You got Brad Cox in your corner, and he's won on synthetic before at Turfway Park.
All right, well, let's move where you aren't today, but we'll be focused on at Gulfstream. $1 million purse for the Florida Derby, and a horse that is very highly thought of in the form of Simplification, running out of the three-hole, Classic Causeway right alongside, and a couple of other horses that certainly will have a shot, I would think, to be in the Kentucky Derby conversation a week from now. But how do you see this one shaping up and shaking out?
Yeah, I think you got four horses in there that any one of the four could actually wind up being the betting favorite. The program favorite right now is Simplification, who was a very impressive winner of the Fountain of Youth last time, despite going, I think, six wide around the second turn. With his new sort of off-the-pace running style now, Jose Ortiz, Classic Causeway, back-to-back wins in the Sam Davis and Tampa Bay Derby. You've got Wyatt Afario, who won the Holy Bull and beat Simplification, and then by design skipped the Fountain of Youth so that he'd be fresh for the Florida Derby. And then Todd Fletcher has a horse in there named Charge It that I know he's very high on. He's only had two starts. He comes off a maiden win, but Todd has had a tremendous amount of success in this race over the years with horses with a similar level of inexperience. In fact, he's had four of his six Florida Derby winners have had either zero Derby points or, in the case of Known Agenda last year, two Derby points coming into the Florida Derby. So that's the horse that I like in here. I think Charge It is going to sit just outside of Classic Causeway on the early pace, and I actually like a Charge It Simplification Exacta in the Florida Derby.
Okay, very good. Let's move on to what's happening here at Oaklawn today with the Arkansas Derby first, and got nine interesting horses lined up here, and the storyline that has been really the focus the last couple of weeks, as I'm sure you're aware, is Secret Oath with Dwayne Lucas, the master, bringing another filly in here. It's not unprecedented in history. It's certainly not unprecedented for Dwayne Lucas. What kind of chance do you give her as the morning line favorite?
Oh, she's the real deal. I mean, I've had my eye on her since she won that allowance race back on New Year's Eve at Oaklawn. I immediately sent a text message to my buddy Jerry Bailey and said, "You got to watch this." And Jerry's kind of hard to impress in situations like this. And he, texted back, "Wow." And, I've had my eye on her ever since, as had the rest of America. The thing about Secret Oath, a couple of things. She's run faster than any of the other horses in this field, just flat out. But now she gets a 5-pound weight break as a filly running against the boys. So that makes her, even tougher to deal with. From a pace perspective, her pace numbers are actually better than the other horses in the field. So she's been running most of her races at a faster clip than these other horses have been running, and yet she still finishes it out the way that she's been winning, eight lengths, 7 1/4, 7 1/2. So I really do think that Secret Oath is the horse to beat. If she's going to be beaten, I don't think it's going to be by any of the horses coming out of the Rebel Stakes. Unoho, the big long shot winner of the Rebel, was fortunate to get a rail trip. Ethereal Road was the best horse in that race. Barber Road was probably the second best horse in the Rebel. But the Rebel wasn't a particularly strong prep. So if Secret Oath is going to be beaten, I think it's either going to be by the erstwhile Baffert horse Doppelganger or by Cyberknife, the Brad Cox horse, who can be a bit goofy at times, but who's got a lot of natural ability, or We the People, the horse that's had those two maiden and allowance win at Oaklawn that was so visually impressive.
Talking to Randy Moss on Oaklawn Race Day on this Saturday, Want to get your thoughts, I guess, in the big scheme of things. You already touched on a couple from the Florida Derby, Randy. Obviously, there will be a horse or two maybe that comes out of the Arkansas Derby today that will have an eye towards Kentucky as a potential winner there. Want to touch on a couple of others. Let's talk about last week quickly. Epicenter in the Louisiana Derby. I think everybody was impressed by not only the performance there, but has won five out of the last six. The only non-win was a second in the LeCompte, which is nothing to sneeze at. So thoughts on Epicenter and, I guess, the three-year-old picture generally.
The two best horses that I've seen right now, just in terms of their most recent preps, would be Messier, the horse that was trained by Bob Baffert out in California. He'll run next week in the Santa Anita Derby. He was a very impressive winner of his last start out at Santa Anita, but hasn't really been training quite as well in the aftermath of that race, in my opinion, as he was going into that race. So watching Messier next week as he takes on Forbidden Kingdom and some others at Santa Anita is going to be interesting. And an Epicenter is the second best performance that I've seen. I thought his Louisiana Derby was absolutely sensational. Yeah, he was already in the Kentucky Derby field based on points. So owner Ron Winchell, trainer Steve Asmussen, decided to experiment a little bit. He'd been racing on the lead, and they decided to give him a bit of an education and take him back and put him in the pocket behind horses and get dirt in his face and see how he would react. And he reacted with an even better performance in the Louisiana Derby than he had in the Risen Star. So those two horses right now, in my eyes, are pretty hard to separate. And from what I've seen so far, until something else jumps up, they are the cream of the crop as of April 2nd.
Okay. If she's impressive today, last thing here, what do you think about Secret Oath Derby or Oaks? What would you expect there? What would you like to see?
Well, I know what Wayne's been saying. Wayne's been saying that they're still basically pointing for the Kentucky Oaks, but then he leaves the door cracked open a little bit. Anybody who's been around Wayne Lucas for any length of time, and I've been around him, I go all the way back to Althea and beyond with Wayne. If she wins the Arkansas Derby, you're going to have to put a lasso around Wayne to keep him from running her in the Kentucky Derby, and I think she probably would deserve a shot. Yeah. To run in the Kentucky Derby, depending on how impressive she is today. But she is a very talented filly.
The answer to the thing about, the Secret Oath scenario that comes to my mind for me, Randy, is the fact that, originally when they're thinking about going against the Colts in the Arkansas Derby, they're thinking, well, Echo Zulu looks really, really good. She won the Fairgrounds Oaks last week, but did not look as good as, maybe some thought she would.
Right.
So, this is actually a perfect opportunity for Wayne to see where see exactly what he wants to do, A or B. She's already got the points in the Oaks. So it's going to be interesting. Now, we all know the Althea story. You and I actually watched that race from the press box, Oakland press box together. But we'll see. It'll be very interesting to watch this race today.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the three most impressive Arkansas Derbies that I've ever had the opportunity to be around. The first one would be Althea in 1984 when she won by 7 lengths. And the horses behind her in that race, really the key, because she had Gate Dancer who won the Preakness, Pine Circle who was second in the Belmont, and At the Threshold who was second in the Kentucky Derby. And Althea just demolished them. She never won another race, but that was, ran twice more, but that was an unbelievable performance. And then, of course, Smarty Jones in 2004, and then the Pine Bluff Lil E.T. Arkansas Derby in 1992 when they came to the wire head-and-head, fantastic race. And, of course, Lil E.T. won the Derby and Pine Bluff won the Preakness. That's the gold standard of Arkansas Derbies as far as I'm concerned, but there have been a lot of other good ones as well.
Randy, thank you for the time, my friend. And, Dwayne Lucas in a good spot. His consolation potential in 5 weeks is a $1.25 million purse in the Oaks. So not a bad set of options for him. Randy, thank you so much.
Not.
Enjoy the Saturday.
Take care, guys. You too.
All right. That's Randy Moss. Appreciate him very much. When we come back, Jeff Taylor, we're going to run through the Arkansas Stakes races, not just the Derby, but the others. You got the Carousel, the Fantasy Stakes, which got a lot more intriguing by having, obviously, Secret Oath move out. The Oaklawn Mile, and we've even got a stakes race tomorrow for fun. So we'll get into those coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Live racing at Oaklawn is back, and it's bigger than ever.
They're off.
with more race days and more ways to enjoy them. With a new luxury hotel, more dining options, and world-class thoroughbred racing, this season is like no other. Book your escape, buy your seats, and make your dining reservations at Oaklawn.com today. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is All-SEC basketball player Jalen Williams. Thanks to Aaron Eifert of Southern Floor Coating for sponsoring my segment on Morning Mayhem all season long. Southern Floor Coating sets the standard when it comes to quality and professionalism. From pool decks to basements and garages, their system increases curb appeal and adds safety and functionality to your space. You can visit them online at southernfloorcoating.com. And don't forget to listen to me through the NCAA tournament and the rest of the year with the guys on Morning Mayhem thanks to Aaron and Southern Floor Coating. On your fun and game stations, 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, welcome back to Oaklawn Race Day. David Longinatti, Justin Akre, Jeff Money Taylor on the hotline today. And Jeff, this is, before the season even starts, we start talking about this day, and we are finally here. But the good news is, as we pointed out earlier, still 5 weeks left after this one. It is a great day of stakes races. And, it's funny, David and I were talking. When you look at the card today, you get the fourth race. It's a purse of over $100,000 and horses like Gunnit, Wells Bayou. I mean, it's an incredible field in there. And that's just, one of the non-stakes races today. So that's the kind of day on tap here today at Oaklawn.
Absolutely. Racing Secretary Pat Pope was up to visit a little while ago, and we're as excited about the undercard, really, as we are the stakes, if you can say such a thing. Very competitive racing. The numbers, the field sizes appear a little bit smaller, but that's just the nature of the beast these days with the shorter foal counts. But Pat told me that as of right now, we have exactly the same number of runners on this program as we did on last year's Derby program, and we handled 21 million that day. They're looking for a similar number to that this afternoon. And with these great undercard races, the maiden races, very interesting betting affairs. So, they'll flirt with 20 million, I think, quite easily today, total handle.
Yeah, the general manager, Wayne Smith, set the over-under at 21 million yesterday, and we all agreed that was David agreed that was a good number. I don't know anything.
Yeah, but he wouldn't accept bets on it.
That's true. Well, there's plenty of other things to wager on. We haven't talked about the Final Four, and we really don't have time to, but obviously go over to the sports book and wager on those games today. Let's start with the stakes races today, the carousel in the fifth, Jeff, and, relatively short field and a pretty heavy favorite here in Frank's Roquette.
Yeah, she's going to be, without a doubt, the probably shortest price favorite we'll see almost all afternoon long, if not the shortest. She has head and shoulders above this group from a class standpoint. She's got enough speed to maybe lay with acting out the other pace setter in here potentially if they go early. And, I guess theoretically you could make a scenario up that she could be beaten in this spot, but with basically just allowance competition, somebody's really going to have to take a step forward. As I mentioned, she's been equally successful from on or off the pace. So Mr. Paravian Platt could get things off to a big, big day for him today here on a winning note in the fifth race. David, I don't see much pace in there. And other than Frank or acting out, I just don't know who else is going to be prominent early.
I think this is one of those opportunities where you can wager on the early pick five and turn it into a pick four, single Frank's Roquette, and I think you'll feel pretty safe going into the race.
So you're both going that direction.
You got the first four.
All right. We're both going on the two then.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I'm going to take the free space, like David says, and move on.
All right. Very good. Let's move on to the mile, and David will let you crack at this one first. And a little bigger field in here. We had Dark Vader, a horse I saw you were talking about in your analysis, Jeff. I'll let you get your thoughts on the race overall in a second, but scratched out of here. So, but again, obviously a good collection of horses in here, David.
Actually, I think this is the most wide-open race on the card today. Nine horses entered going a mile, and that's kind of an unusual thing you've got to look at because a lot of these horses come off one-turn miles, shortening up from a mile and 16th or a mile and an eighth to 1 mile. And I really like I love a horse in this race. Matter of fact, I'm making it my best long shot of the day, the six-horse Silver Prospector from Steve Asmussen's barn. He's coming off of a very good second-place finish in the Mineshaft, a grade three race at the fairgrounds. He's run a mile here before. He ran in the fifth season, but was not himself that day. It was his first race since May. So this is his third race back after that layoff from May to January. I like the way he's been training. I love that Steve brought in Jose Lescano to ride his number one horses today, and I love him a lot. I think he's 8-1 in the morning line, yeah, and like him a lot.
All right, JT.
Yeah, I agree with David. This is a very bettable race, perhaps the most competitive of all the stakes races when you get down to top and bottom. I'm going to the outside with number 10, Law Professor. He's also a decent price at 10-1 or 8-1 in the morning line. Very consistent performer here for trainer Mike McCartney out west, whether it be on turf or dirt. He has handled himself very, very well. Always seems to post around a mid-90 buyer number, and that's going to be, I think, good enough to get the job done against this group. His last dirt track came 2 starts back. He was forced to finish, settle for second behind Express Train. That was in the grade 2 San Pasquale, and Express Train came right back off of that win and won the big cap, the $1 million Santa Anita handicap. So certainly Law Professor was keeping good company that day. He tried the turf in his last start of grade 1, kind of an even fifth place performance. They had blinkers today. I think that puts him in the mix a little bit early. He is 2-for-3 going a dirt mile. And I just think he can put a packet all together, and not the least of which to like is Mr. J.R. Velasquez in the irons handling the riding tour. So a lot to like on him. I like David's horse. I think a couple of others in here obviously figure as well. Poulsen's going to get some play from Brad Cox, his first start of the year. Just a great betting race. You're going to see probably a tepid 3-to-1 favorite and really nothing over 8 or 10-to-1, I think, on the top side of the odds department. So anywhere you go in there, you're going to get solid value.
Hey, let's get paid. All right, quick break. We're going to come back. We'll touch on the fantasy stakes, which obviously with the departure of Secret Oath got a lot more interesting and competitive. Arkansas Derby, always competitive. We'll get picks on both of those coming up, as well as best bets. And we got a preview of David's long shot. Maybe he'll give us a little more here when we return. We'll wrap things up. It's Arkansas Derby Day. Don't forget, Oakland Anywhere, bet.oakland.com. Also, a stakes race here tomorrow in the Temperance Hill, and the sports books wide open with Final Four wagering. Lots of fun here in Hot Springs. Back in a sec.
Do you need Rainwater Holt and Sexton? Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888. It really is just that easy. If you've been injured and need help, it doesn't matter where in Arkansas you are. Just dial 888-8888. We'll come to you. I'm Mike Rainwater of Rainwater Holt & Sexton. We have been thankfully serving Arkansans for years, and we appreciate the trust you've put in us. We work hard for you, Arkansas, each and every day. Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
What's up, Little Rock? This is J.J. Wilson from Brewski's Pub & Grub. We've been advertising with the Buzz from day one, and we do it for two reasons. They bring us consistent results, and they have top-notch customer service. Give my girl Shelly a call, 960-4164. She's going to take great care of you. It's a great move for your business. Tell them J.J. Wilson from Brewski's Pub & Grub sent you.
Let's get to it. It is time to dive in our final segment here before the Arkansas Derby. Let's get into the fantasy stakes. And JT, we'll start with you. The favorite, the Baffert horse, Ada, scratched out. It was certainly something that was not a huge shock by any stretch of the imagination, but it opens up a competitive field even that much more.
Indeed. And even though she was going to be part of the pace picture, I still see a lot of quickness in the early stages of this race. It almost has to set up, Justin, I think, for somebody to come from out of it. I hope that somebody is number one, Dream Lift. We'll get about 5-to-1, I think, with Edna being scratched out of this spot. Probably needed her last race, the grade two race, so Alexandria down at the fairgrounds. That was her first start of the year since winning the Goldenrod back in November. She has simply been training like a different filly leading into this race than that last one. I think she moves up a ton in here. Race shape should be ideally suited for her late run. So I'm going with number one, Dream Lift.
Well, JT, we're on the same horse in this race as well. And you know, she's 8-to-1 in the morning line, but we all know if the morning line favorite scratches, then the whole morning line doesn't matter anymore. So I do have to ask you, you're good at line making. What odds do you see her with now with the favorite out? She's 8-to-1. Go ahead.
I could see 9-to-2. Yeah, I could see 9-to-2 on this filly.
I will say this, that my eye kept being drawn to a different horse in here, the 8-horse Hardy Constitution, 12-to-1, coming off a maiden special weight win, stretching out for the first time. But she's by Constitution, as is another horse we're going to talk about here in a little bit. So it could be a great day for that sire as well if she is able to stretch out well.
All right, well, let's move on to the Arkansas Derby now, the 12th of the 13 races today. And David, we've hashed this one about every which way we can. And again, you get the filly in there, you get the Rebel Stakes winner, you got, you know, Doppelganger coming in, We the People, a late bloomer. You know, we got a Cyberknife mention earlier today from Randy Moss. Got some speed along the rail. Lots of factors here. And Barbarotta, a horse that's hit the board in all three of the preps so far. So where are you headed here?
I am here. Hey, first of all, I want to say this. There will be no one more, you know, emotionally happy than me if Dwayne Lucas wins this race with the filly with Secret Oath. I'll be absolutely thrilled. However, I think she's going to be too short of a price for me to focus so much on her. So I went to the outside, but not all the way to the outside. I went with the 8-horse Cyberknife with Brad Cox, coming off of a very easy 3-length victory at the Fairgrounds on the undercard of the Risen Star Stakes. Randy talked about how strong the Risen Star race was earlier. Epicenter came out of there and ran back very well in the Louisiana Derby. Cyberknife, on a just raw time frame, ran as fast of a race as Epicenter did that day for the distance. So if Cyberknife can run back to that, you know, I think he's got a heck of a shot, and at 8-1, I'll take it.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking here too, JT. Giroux had been riding We the People. He moves over today to Cyberknife. And then obviously he's ridden this horse before. And then you look at Pratt has ridden Doppelganger, which is now being ridden by John Velasquez. So a lot of familiarity among the jockeys and horses. So maybe a little, some side eye looks from the horses and the jockeys today. We'll see. I don't know if there's any bad blood, but certainly a lot of familiarity in this one. Maybe it will breed contempt. We shall see.
Yeah, it is very interesting, these rider angles. Guru obviously has a very tight relationship with two-time Eclipse Award winning now trainer Brad Cox. I think that was part of his decision to stay on Cyberknife. I will say this. He and his agent, Doug Bright, are equally high on both these colts. So if you're bothered by the fact that Guru sticks with Cyberknife instead of We the People, I would not let that bother me in the least, and it didn't, because I like We the People, and I like him quite a bit. I was especially pleased yesterday that we saw a horse called Rug, who dueled with We the People in that last allowance race, came back and won impressively. And how he paid $16 in an allowance race yesterday is still beyond me. But I have absolutely no reservations with Flavian Pratt taking over the riding chores. I think he fits an ideal trip from out here in the gate. He's quick enough to be very close. It wouldn't hurt my feelings to see him on the lead. This is a developing colt. We're not going to see any kind of price if he's the kind of individual that I feel like he's going to be moving forward. And at 7-2, hopefully that's a fair price on him today. We the People gets the nod and gets it strongly from this corner.
JT, I'm going to ask you to do something real quick here. Just best bet and your long shot, back-to-back, if you don't mind.
Okay, they're actually going to come in two races. My long shot is number 3, Blaine Eli, in the 6th. Against a pretty tough group of maidens, but I think he gets the job done today at 8-1 or so. And number 1, Pharaoh's Heart, in the 7th race. He'll be short, but he is my best bet of the day.
All right, David, your best bet?
My best bet is in race 6, number 4 horse, Plausible Denial. I watched this horse develop. Wanted to see him go 2 turns last time. He stretched out very well, but did not get the win. I think he does today. And we talked about my long shot. That will be Silver Prospector, the 6 horse in the Oaklawn Mile.
All right, very good. Again, first post is coming up in 32 minutes for the first of 13 races here. Don't forget a full card of 9 tomorrow, including the Temperance Hill Stakes, which is coming up. So, JT, before we let you go, any thoughts on Florida? We've only got about 20 seconds, but you got a pick there.
I'm going to go with Simplification. Real tough choice there between 3 or 4, but I think he's going to be the best price of the big 4. Simplification.
All right. Enjoy your day, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff Money Taylor, David Longinotti. Appreciate Chris Holloway back in the studio. Enjoy your Arkansas Derby Day, folks. We got blue skies, a perfect day to be on hand. If you can't get to it, use your Oaklawn Anywhere app. And I am predicting near or at a record crowd today. Jonesing to get out in a big way.
As a matter of fact, if you're here, use your Oaklawn Anywhere app, because I think we're going to have long lines.
I think that's probably safe. I'm going to see if I can order a corned beef sandwich online. Good luck, everybody. We'll join you next week right here on Oaklawn Race Day.
They're off. Venetian Harbor is alongside Swiss Skydiver, and these two have raced away.
Come to Oaklawn now for another great day of racing in Hot Springs.
Venetian Harbor is back in front, half ahead. Swiss Skydiver gonna make her work all the way to the wire.
When they can't make it to the track, Arkansas residents can watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Get a $150 bonus when you sign up. Go to OaklawnAnywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details.
Swiss Skydiver, Venetian Harbor, and Swiss Skydiver is going to run away and win the fantasy.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. The next time you're at Oaklawn, sign up for Oaklawn Rewards and play $100 on us.